my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
It's time for school, but you're not going to be saved by this bell. Established in 2016, Stride Pro Wrestling trainers have put their years of experience to help train the next generation of professional wrestlers. Nearly a dozen students have graduated and are now making a name for themselves, not only here at Stride Pro Wrestling, but beyond. Our athletes aren't locked into any long-term contracts, so if you want to train, use your head and contact Stride Pro Wrestling today. It's training you'll flip for. So kick your future into high gear now.
Hey friends, Kevin Huntsberger here with episode 290 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. And, you know, I always try to be transparent. I mean, it's a wrestling podcast, so there's not really anything to hide. However, you know, it's been a crazy year. 2020 has been. Lots of negativity out there, and I always try to, I do drop a new show every Monday, same time, you know, for almost 5.5 years now, and I am, again, super grateful. Actually, it's 5.5 years this week, so I am grateful to Greg Mahochko, the proprietor here of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, for inviting me in late 2014 to come on board and do a wrestling show. And I feel like this has been the one thing with my brand that I've been the most consistent with is cranking out a new podcast each and every week. And I have done that now for 290 weeks. And it's just been an amazing experience. And I'm grateful for everyone who has listened, who has shared, who has been a guest on the show. So that leads me to kind of today's, I don't want to call it a problem because I feel like I found a solution that is going to work for what I had in mind and moving on with this week's episode. So, you know, the second Monday of each month, I try to do something called the interview, and I've tweaked kind of the format of the show over the years, and I have what I feel like is a pretty good plan, but you know, every once in a while, life gets in the way, and as we've seen in 2020, it can cause all kinds of curveballs, and that's kind of what I'm experiencing as I record this on a Sunday, and I usually try to get things recorded a few days in advance so I can get it edited and sent off to Greg, who then uploads it to the jitterymonkey.com page, and then that way it gets distributed to all of the apps out there, so you're able to listen when the show drops at midnight on Mondays. However, I had two different guests, prospective guests. There were communications going on, and things just simply fell through at the 11th hour, almost literally at the last minute. So I called an audible. I was planning this out for a show in 2 weeks when I'm going to be on vacation, and that way I didn't have to worry about recording while I'm on vacation or, you know, it was going to be a quick, I wouldn't say quick, but it would be something that I could pre-produce and put together. However, I'm moving that show to this week, and I will have something, hopefully with one of these potential guests that I was supposed to have this week. We'll be able to do it in a couple of weeks for you. So that being said, you know, I mentioned the negativity in the world, and you don't need me to sit here and tell you what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on. Everyone has an opinion of what's going on, and I honestly, I don't want to get into a whole where something that shouldn't even be a debate. I don't want to go there. So, in an effort to keep things positive, and know that because I'm not talking about these issues, it doesn't mean that they're not important to me, that I am not aware of them, and that I have not been part of what I hope is some of the solutions for the things that we are seeing going on around the world today. I just don't broadcast everything that I do, and maybe that's part of the problem too, that that voices need to be louder. But just know that I am aware and I am supporting our friends out there who are looking for justice and equality here in the United States. So that being said, I wanted to go a positive route, and actually it's 1 year ago this month that I left my career, my 22-year career in the world of broadcast television behind, and switched gears to marketing. And here's the cheap plug for that. I do work at Idea Creative Marketing in Carbondale, Illinois. We are growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm excited about what the future holds for us. And speaking of podcasts, that's something else that we're going to be adding and doing new for clients. So if you know someone who is in the market to start doing a podcast but doesn't know how to get started or doesn't know what to do, doesn't have a place to record, let me know, because big things are happening on that front as well. And we're going to be announcing some more things going on in our service lines and what we're able to do for clients that no one else in this market is doing right now. So hit me up and we'll talk more about that, whether it's a website design, a new logo, a branding effort, whatever the case may be. Let me know, and we can definitely work within your budget and come up with a plan that will work for you. Okay, commercial out of the way now. And so when I decided to leave the news a year ago, or when I announced that I was leaving a year ago, I had decided actually probably about 18 months ago, but I kind of sat on it for a while until it was time to make it official. And when I did, obviously on June 20th, 2019, my last day at WSIL-TV, I'll be honest with you, I never felt so loved as I did on that day. The outpouring of support from strangers, from friends, from former colleagues, you know, the text messages, the Snapchats, the phone calls, the emails, the social media messages, was overwhelming. The video messages that was played throughout the two-hour newscast, I can't put into words how loved I felt and what everything meant to me. So in the wake of all of that, some of my friends got cameos for me. And if you don't know what Cameo is, it's just basically a celebrity who video records a message that the sender wants to send to you. So it's another one of those tools and ways to connect with people that is kind of outside the box. And I love the concept. I love what it does. And so I decided, since there's so much negativity in the world right now, and even though, yes, the positive messages are for me, I figured, you know, this is my way, one, to thank those friends publicly who spent the money on getting these Cameo messages, but also to let people know that Cameo is a service out there and let folks hear some of these messages and what it's all about. So the first one is from my buddy Tom Harness, and it is a message from independent wrestler Lucha La Raza.
Hola, Kevin. This is Lucha La Raza, and I heard that after 15 years with WSIL TV3, you have left your job. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. This is a great thing, because you know what? Now you can work on your career to the WWE, just like me, Lucha La Raza. And one day, you can announce me to the ring, and I will kick some jabronis' asses for you. Kevin, I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors, and if I don't see you in the WWE one day, I'm gonna come find you, give you the Lucha Driver, give you the 1-2-3, and I'll give you the splash off the top rope.
With me working with Stride Pro Wrestling and the things that I'm doing, you know, it's no secret that one day, and, you know, listen, time is not on my side. I am 47 years old. You know, I know that the likelihood of getting a call from WWE at this stage in the game, or AEW, or any of the big guys is pretty much probably not going to happen. And I get that. My goal for 2019 was to get one shot on TV of being a ring announcer or a backstage interviewer, some kind of capacity working on camera on a televised wrestling program. Obviously, that didn't happen. You know, 2018, we talked about the tryout with Impact Wrestling, and that didn't go so well. And Tyler and I are going to talk about that on a future episode of Two is Greater Than One. But, you know, my buddy Tom, again, has me in mind and talked to a couple of WWE announcers. Mike Rome was one of them who sent a message. For some reason, though, I can't find that message. I don't know what happened to it. So I don't have Mike Rome's message, but Kayla Braxton, who you see right now on Friday nights on SmackDown, had some very kind words as well.
Hello, Kevin. Tom booked this for you. Congratulations on an incredible career at WSIL. I used to work in at a news station as well, so I understand the grind, but congratulations. I hear you're a big WWE fan, and you'd love to be an announcer one day. I'm curious, Kevin. Do you think you have what it takes to be an announcer? Do you think you can get in the ring next to those giant superstars and announce their names while they're staring at you with intimidating looks, making sure you don't mess up their hometowns and their weights and their monikers? I bet you could do it, Kevin. I really hope to meet you someday. Again, congratulations. And listen, you never know what could happen. We're always looking for new talents and people who love the road life and who could handle the road life. So you never know. It could possibly happen for you, Kevin. Hopefully you're following me on social media already. Make sure you send me a tweet or let me know if you're ever at a show that you know that I'm at. Maybe I can say hello. But again, congrats. I can't say it enough. You've had an incredible career, and I'm sure you have a long ways to go, and there's going to be more happening in your career. So good luck with everything. And again, I hope to meet you someday.
And again, you know, if the whole thing works out, great. If not, I am content. I am happy. I have found that inner peace of, you know, being a ring announcer with Stride Pro Wrestling. And the way the world is right now with COVID-19, who knows when we are going to be back in front of an audience, in front of a crowd, you know, for wrestling. And I know that, you know, WWE, AEW, Ring of Honor, Chikara, those big programs, Impact, they're not going to be bringing in, you know, talents that aren't already established and on their roster. So, you know, and I get that. I accept that. I'm moving on and still, you know, working and hoping that one day it happens. But if it doesn't happen, I've come to a solution with that as well. However, my friend Jeff Holtke, who... Shout out to Jeff too, big supporter of My 123 Cents over on Collar and Elbow Brand. If you use promo code My123Cents, you save 10% on each purchase. And they've got a Shad Gaspard shirt right now in his honor, and the proceeds from that shirt are going to Shad's family. So if you're so inclined, you can shop there. But Jeff Holtke, the number one collar and elbow guy for My123Cents. He's also been the Twitter correspondent for My123Cents when he has traveled to the AEW events. He's been to a couple of different shows and has been kind enough to tweet what he's seeing and what he's doing. And, you know, the ultimate wrestling fan, Jeff Holtke. But he reached out to the coach, who, of course, was... the voice of Monday Night Raw there for a bit and was on, you know, doing several different things, wrestled a few times. But the coach from ESPN as well, one of those guys that you love to hate with his wrestling personality. But here we go with the coach and his message as well.
It's your boy, the coach from the WWE. Now, your boy Jeff comes to me and he says, you know what, my man Kevin, wrapping over 20 years of anchoring the news. Now, I was thinking about it. 20 years, I could have done the news for 20 minutes. So I'm going to give you credit for that one. Now, as you go forward, this is such a difficult business to navigate. Such a difficult business to be a part of. And if you're going to continue in it, great. If you're not, congratulations to you for lasting over two decades. Now, I also need to send a quick shout out. All the best to the guys from Stride Pro Wrestling. Feel me? So all you guys, hang out, wish Kevin the best, Have Kevin do his thing. And at the end of the day, whatever you decide to do, have fun at it. If you guys enjoy watching wrestling together, then watch wrestling together. Whatever it is, have fun, do your best, and be good to one another. Sounds like you have a lot of good friends, Kevin, down in your neck of the woods. All right, I'm your boy, the coach. Keep watching the WWE and keep watching my stuff. Kevin, I'm your boy, the coach. Until next time.
There you heard from the coach, Jonathan Coachman, who mentioned Stride Pro Wrestling. And of course, Stride is a big deal to me. I love being a part of an independent wrestling program. For more than 4 years now, Stride Pro Wrestling has been around. And obviously, the pandemic has had an impact on what we're able to do. Just now, as the state of Illinois enters phase three of the COVID-19 recovery plan, the trainers are able to meet with trainees, and so that is happening. We are going to be doing a show here, not in front of a crowd. It's going to still be very limited staff, and it will be recorded in pieces like old school was back in April. But I'm excited to see that happen and be a part of the wrestling experience once again, because, you know, as they say, once it gets in your blood, it's really hard to move on from that. And that being said, I did 2019 was such a, as amazing of a year as 2019 was, and 2020 is kind of proving to be the exact opposite of that. But for me personally, and professionally, 2019 was so amazing. You know, not only did I change careers, as I mentioned, but Tyler saw something in us as a tag team as well, and we went on to win the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships in August of 2019, and people thought, number one, that it wasn't going to happen, and then number two, thought we were going to lose them immediately. However, other things were in store, and Tyler had a plan, and we actually held on to the belts for a couple of months, and it was fun. I had so much fun. I obviously don't belong in a wrestling ring, but working tag team matches was fun, and it was a good way to get in there. And again, not get hurt was my number one goal, and not hurt anyone. And I succeeded at that, and I felt honored and blessed to be a part of that. And, you know, we jokingly, as Chad Smart kind of coined, he called us the Baby Oil Buddies. I kind of tweaked it to the Baby Oil Express as an homage to great tag teams like the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express, and I guess the Orient Express. But so we were able to be successful and have some fun, and I think the fans were entertained by what we did. But Chad reached out to gentleman Jervis Cottonbelly, who's been a guest on the My 123 Cents YouTube channel. So check that out. Subscribe if you haven't already in the past. But Jervis, I've met Jervis before here in Southern Illinois. He wrestled for Wrestling is Intense, or it was Wrestling is Fun. Now I can't even remember, but there were a bunch of Wrestling Is shows that were touring the country, and they came to Southern Illinois. So I've met Jervis, and we've had social media exchanges, and really an amazing individual, such a positive, and that's why I kind of wanted to wrap this up with him and his positivity, his positive words. But Chad reached out to him after Heath and I lost the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships.
Oh, Mr. Kevin Huntsberger. Oh, what a dear pleasure it is to make your acquaintance once again. Hi, it's me, Gentleman Jervis. I heard you recently lost the Stride Pro Wrestling... The Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championship. Sorry to hear that. Kevin, I want you to get back on that horse, and I want you to try your best, because I know you've got it in you to win that tag team championship back. Maybe if you enlist me as your new partner, we can win it together. I've been a tag team champion once or twice in my life. I think that we can do a great job. Either way, I'm very proud of you for going for your dreams. You've always been such a great supporter of mine, and now I, too, am a great supporter of yours. Oh, one more thing. You're listening to My 123 Cents with Kevin Huntsberger. Hey! Oh, and I'm the world's sweetest man, Gentleman Jervis. I actually really like your podcast. I hope you keep it up. You're doing great work. Well, that's all, Kevin. I love you very much.
Well, admittedly, I don't know what's going to happen next as far as me wrestling, if it will ever happen again. I know they always say never, and actually, after I spoke in November, we lost the tag team titles in October of 2019, and at our November show, I then did a promo of sorts saying that, you know, I was going back to ring announcing. I was not going to wrestle anymore. We were not going to exercise our rematch clause against the Kings of Destiny to go back after the tag team titles. So, but I'll be damned if, a month later in December for the benefit show for Curly that I found myself back in the ring. Some things happened with Stride that we weren't able to put on the match that was scheduled. So I ended up being inserted into a six-man tag, and that match was so much fun. More than 600 people were there to watch and support Curly, who, you know, is an indie wrestler here in Southern Illinois, or had been an indie wrestler for many years and facing some health issues. So Tyler put on a benefit show, and we had so much fun that night. December of 2019, my last match, put a little asterisk there because who knows what the future may hold. And hopefully, you know, we're able to move on past the pandemic and get to where we're doing shows in front of audiences, not just with Stride, but with everybody. Because I think wrestling is something, you know, as Coach said in his comments, you know, wrestling is something that we can all kind of relate to and connect with and talk about. And you know, even we may disagree on stories and what companies are doing with talent or what they're not doing with talent. I feel like wrestling is that one thing that kind of binds us all together. And it's, you know, been part of my life for more than 35 years now. And I love it. And I will continue to love it, and I will continue to be a part of it for as long as I'm able to be a part of it, and I am grateful for that. And I'm grateful for all of you for listening. And obviously, this is a much shorter episode, and some may be grateful for that as well. But I do appreciate any feedback, good or bad. Criticism, is welcomed as well. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to make things better. Even some 5.5 years after starting this podcast, there's always room for improvement. So that's it for this week's episode. Again, I encourage you to check out the other shows here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, as well as the Positive Cynicism Podcasting Network. Check out our friends over at Podzilla 1985 across the river in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. There is Tom and Jim's Top 5, which doesn't exist anymore, and I'm just forced of habit of saying that. However, I meant to say Tom and Jason Skull, the Skullbuster Wrestlecast. I've been a guest over there. They've been guests here on this show. So check them all out and show them some love. Rate and review these shows. And let's get the algorithm up on our podcasting. Also, quick shout out to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Of course, the former Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins, now known as Matt Cardona and Brian Myers, which are their legitimate names, and Smart Mark Silverball, Silver Intuition, Mark Sterling, who are the host of that podcast. However, I recently was picked as a winner in one of their giveaways. And, if you haven't seen the YouTube video yet, check out the YouTube channel. But it's a John Cena Ghostbusters Elite. And I love collecting, but I'm running out of room. And you know, obviously, I've been married for now 23 years this week. So I'm trying to not overly irritate my wife with my figure collection. And so I've turned to a lot of the smaller, you know, Hasbros and the WWE micro minis, as well as the micro are the micro brawlers from Pro Wrestling Tees, but also the WWE Mystery Minis is what they are. I'm not taking up as much shelf space with those. So the John Cena Elite is awesome, and as much as I'd love to add it to the collection, I'm going to save it for the Stride Pro Wrestling My 1-2-3 Cents Wrestling Action Figure Drive that will go to Toys for Tots. So I'm planting the seeds early. We're 6 months out. But if you happen to collect or have toys, obviously wrestling figures that are still in the package, let me know if you'd like to make a donation, or if you run to Walmart to pick up groceries at a figure, or Five Below once they're back open. They have a great selection. So that's kind of the plug of the last plug of the podcast. And again, I appreciate everyone for being a part of the experience, for being a part of the show, checking out the blog at my123cents.com, the YouTube channel, and all the other little side projects in between. So friends, thank you. Have a great week, and we will talk again soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.